This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. Expressway is coming up here in about 30, 35 minutes. LA Live is under an hour away. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, Joe. Thank you very much to Reliant as well for being a part of this. And also thanks to all the Tolos and folks that we got to interact with this weekend with Flagtober. Great job of...
Man, that was amazing. Thank you, guys.
It was funny. You know, we were like, oh, I'm responsible for one. And then you end up like, hey, let's go to a second one. Or, you know, and it's a lot of fun to see people and go out and interact with folks. And thank you, guys. They again, a lot of folks really didn't think I shaved my eyebrows.
Well, they learned Saturday.
They learned Saturday. When they saw me in person, they said, you really did shave your eyebrows.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, I did.
The chief really peed his pants. And we really have a triple bet payoff coming again Friday because we can't pick games.
Again.
Live at Southern Leisure Spots and Patio in Flower Mound. It's your flag.
It's crazy. I have not picked one game right. We've done this 4 weeks now. Not one game right.
Just go against what your gut's telling you.
That is for sure. We may have some 3 week L's in a row, like a losing streak like that before, but we've never had four straight losing wins from anybody. So Broadus has made history to start this season. And I look forward to seeing what type of run, like, where can you take this? You know, how far into the season can you go on a run?
I guarantee you I'm going to run through the whole list of things that we have to do. And then like the final one, I'm going to hand each of you $100 bill because I'm going to run out of stuff to do.
Well, you're going to be doing this cold plunge?
I will be doing the Jim Harbaugh, the full plunge with my khakis, my belt, and my...
People
yeah, a
believe,
segment, you know, whatever a segment is, 10,
people can
hopefully,
believe
five.
You really peed on yourself, though.
Oh, no. I mean,
I had people coming up to church on Sunday.
I'm like, no, he really did. Yeah, I was like, he really did. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, he really did. He stood there and did it. So anyway.
It was full-fledged, man.
Full-fledged.
So much coffee that day.
So much coffee. All right, my gang is seven. The Cowboys are struggling right now with some with their edge rushers. I just don't think there's a lot of depth, you know, if you look at, you know, where the Cowboys are at right now. And to me, if Tank is going to be likely a 6 week injury, think about putting him on the injured reserve, and I'm going to go poach a guy. And when I mean poach, and these guys in the practice squads, you can go and offer them a roster spot for on one of your 53 spots. So I was interested in, like I say, my gang, they keep up with all this stuff. I said, hey, I need three names of potential. Let me ask you guys this. I've watched a couple of these guys already. I've actually walked.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Watched Ngakoue before. I watched him this summer.
I'm sorry, Brian. I just wanted to bring to your attention the word poach offended me. You know, that's comparing a football act to killing animals illegally.
Oh, okay.
So
give me another word then.
Yeah, shout out to the whales, man.
Just take, steal, I mean,
sign off the practice squad.
There you go.
Right. It's a little wordy. Right, but yeah,
no, Dawson, you did good there. I appreciate what you're doing there. You're looking out for me. I appreciate that. Okay.
Got it.
Signing off a practice squad.
Yeah.
There's three guys. Ask my gang of seven. Okay, see if you're interested in this. Any of these guys. Okay, Kalvon Chaisson?
No.
Okay, Kalvon Chaisson. Man, you loved him.
LSU, right?
LSU.
During that draft.
Was that the CeeDee Lamb year?
It was.
Yeah. That was the CeeDee Lamb year. Yeah. Yep.
He's on the Las Vegas practice squad. I watched him at Carolina. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. Now, for what you're trying to do right now.
Yeah.
There is. I'm serious. Like,
what is he doing that's not bad? Is he rushing the passer?
He could rush the passer.
But he can't defend the run.
The thing, all the stuff that I saw of him was the pass stuff was really, really good. And he's got to play off run blocks a little bit better. You're absolutely right about that. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think about what's the problem you're going to have not having your two guys.
Oh, no, yeah, you won't be able to pass.
You won't be able to have absolutely. Pass rushers, right? So to me, Chaisson or Wheat, you know, that's kind of how you're looking at this right now. I mean, if you're if you're thinking about we could all turn up our noses on these guys.
No, hey, beggars can't be choosers, man.
I'm not saying you guys, but I'm saying we can all like, oh, no, no way. But the Gang of Seven thinks Chaisson would be a guy that they would consider if they had to go after a practice squad guy. Because the initial quickness, the way he's able to play off the blocks as a pass rusher, I think he's got some change of direction to him as well and kind of redirect. So the Carolina film wasn't terrible. It was all preseason film. Another one that they really, really liked was a guy named KJ Henry that Washington drafted in the fifth round in 2023. He's 6'4", he's 255. And he's on Cincinnati's practice squad right now, is where he is. Now, this guy is 6'4", like I say, 6'4", he's 255. He's got length. Right. He can play off blocks. He's got the ability to redirect. He's really got some good inside moves. I like the way that he can close down from the backside when running to the ball. He's got some quickness to him for a big, long guy. The length, the reach. They moved him inside for some nickel tackle stuff too. So they, you know, when they wanted to, but he was with the Commanders this summer, and then they let him go. And Cincinnati has him on right now on the practice squad. And then the last guy that my guys gave me was Yannick Ngakoue, who's on the Ravens practice squad right now. Now the problem with Ngakoue is he hasn't been playing the whole time. If I'm going to go get a guy. I'm going to go get a guy that's probably been playing the whole time. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? In a practice.
He's in game shape.
He's been
right
practicing.
Now.
I don't have time to wait on somebody to ramp up. You know, I don't have the ramp up period. I've got to, one of these guys has got to come in here and play. Now, what they'll probably do is remember the kid Muhammad?
Remember Alquan?
Yeah. That's probably what they'll do. They'll go and sign somebody that they know.
Here already.
What's that? That knows already knows the system and all that and stuff like that. So I would say instead of going out and poaching,
just signing a guy off
signing a guy
squad.
Off a practice squad.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, signing a guy off a practice squad. That's what I would do, which I kind of feel like you get a better quality of player, maybe even a better player. But and this is where my questions get to you guys, and I'll ask you this question first, there, Wolchuk. Is it too much to expect something from Carl Lawson?
I don't think it's too much. I was somewhat intrigued when they brought him in, but then watching him rush the passer in a fourth quarter of the preseason, and he did nothing, had me kind of like, I don't know if this guy's got anything left. So I'm hopeful because I mean, John Owning, our buddy, I trust his vision, and he's been a big Carl Lawson stan.
Sure.
So I'm hopeful you can get something out of him. I'm just keeping my expectations very low.
How about you, Chief?
Yeah, I think it is too much to ask for this guy to step in and be a legit player for you. This is a guy that you picked up in the month of August. I mean, all the guys you picked up in the month of August are not guys that you should legitimately be depending on. So, especially as a pass rusher, as Wolchuk mentioned, he's not the same dude. So maybe as an edge setter, he can give you some snaps, but relying on him is definitely asking too much.
Tell me if this sounds crazy, Brian, but if there's a premium on pass rush and we can't rush the passer or stop the run, would it be cheaper to just find big, strong guys you can put on the outside and at least lock down the run while we're waiting for Micah and Tank to return or do better at
stopping? That's probably what you're going to be doing anyway when you start talking about Nealon and Golston playing the edges.
Yeah.
You're going to play run defense anyway, more so than I was just trying to add some depth as a pass rush
maybe
piece.
Situational pass rush down. You got somebody that's got some bend.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I think Chaisson would be the dude for that.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Okay, I got one more question here,
real quick.
If you
don't
mind. And Doss, I'll start with you on this one.
Okay.
Because I have another question, but I want to answer this question I want to ask. Is there too much history with Amari Cooper for the Cowboys to trade for him?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the way that that ended, I mean, Jerry Jones has made it clear he wants guys that are loyal to him and are comfortable to be around. And I think there was just too much with Amari not taking the jab and, you know, not doing what it took to stay on the field. And from my understanding, you know, Jerry did not take too kindly to that.
How about you, Joe Chief? Is there too much history for the Cowboys to trade for Amari Cooper?
Well, I think from Amari's standpoint, it would be. If I'm Amari Cooper, I'm looking at a bunch of other options. There's a handful of teams that could use a receiver. And
Kansas
Dallas,
City?
Yeah, Kansas City would be at the top of that list, and Dallas would not be. So, yeah, I think it is maybe for both sides, but certainly for Amari's side, I'd be like, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, I think that got personal for the Cowboys there, and that's ultimately why they made that decision.
Dawson, ask one more question real quick, and you can say yes or no on this one. Zach, Hunter Lipke at this moment is one of your three best offensive players.
I'd have to say
outside of Dak, are you including?
Yeah, him?
Okay,
outside of Dak.
Yeah, I mean,
even the offensive lineman,
CD Ferguson, and then do you want to put Dowdle or Lipke? I think that's kind of where the question is now. So you know what? I'd say yes. I'd say he's number three to this point in the year. Through 4 weeks, I've liked what I've seen from Hunter Lipke.
Chief.
I'll fart on that, and I'll still have Rico ahead of him.
Okay. How about you there, Dawson?
I don't think I'm putting Rico ahead of him, but, I mean, you're saying he's better than, like, Zach Martin and Cooper Beebe and...
Yep.
Wow. That's something.
Oh, okay. So you're including offensive linemen in this, too. Players.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I mean, definitely no. If Tyler Smith is in the conversation, like, for instance.
It's exciting that you're considering that, though.
I just thought I'd see what your level of love for Hunter Lipke was.
I'm high on Lipke. I think it should be him and Dowdle. That should be your backfield moving forward. I don't really think Dalvin Cook's going to help you.
I think you have such a depleted group of skill players that maybe he is like your fifth most important guy right now.
I think there's something to
that.
That's
a good question, Brian. Very interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We got three down, two to go. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And coming up on an edition of The Finest, Chief, what's in store?
We got some injury updates. We got a few stat of the days. And we have Monday afternoon takes from a fantastic football weekend next year in the nation.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.